Brad Stevens. He's the owner of 34 Raceways. We were talking about Kids' Day, which is happening. That's happening this weekend, isn't
it? Yep, this Saturday night at 34, any kid that comes through the gate gets a backpack or a cent sack full of school supplies.
Wow.
And we're going to be giving away around 50 bikes. We're going to give away a couple TVs, games, water games. Everybody gets something when they come in.
Everybody gets something, and fireworks from J&M Displays.
I'll tell you what, Super Dave and them guys at J&M Displays, they love Kids Night. So when he says, yeah, I'll take care of it and bring a good one, he always brings a fantastic fireworks show.
Amazing. It's amazing what they do. J&M is, I didn't realize J&M is real. They're a worldwide company.
Oh, they're all over the place. Every time Dave calls me, he's somewhere. And I'm like, you home? Nope.
They are. I don't know if they're connected to or if they've got any affiliated other, fireworks companies that they work with, but they're all over the world, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool that it's right here in our backyard, and people don't realize how big they are.
The biggest in the world.
They are, and they're great people. Yeah. When it comes to anything like this, when it comes to the kids' night thing, they're all about it. Yeah, count us in. We'll take care of it.
Well, and the technology's changed, too. Do they use, and like we had the symphony concert, and they're electronic. They're all fired electronically now, as opposed to being, you're not
doing waiting. Our national anthem is pretty impressive.
There's nobody with a Bic lighter ready to.
Yeah, light it and run days are gone.
Light it and run, those days are gone.
But for sure.
You got a lot of things coming up here. You were telling me that your season points ends on August 26th, is that right?
August 26th will be the season championship night, and that is Fan Appreciation Night.
Okay.
So it's $5 admission for anybody and everybody, so that's always a good one. Come see who we can crown champions. The best part about that night is there's always good point battles.
You got different categories. You got a whole host of categories, don't
you?
Yep,
we host 7 different classes at 34 Raceway. We run 4 classes, being the sprint cars, the modifieds, the sport mods, and the 4-cylinder sport compact class. They race every Saturday. And then we rotate the late models, stock cars, and the mini haulers, which are the trucks, and the kids love the trucks.
So once you get done with the points or the season points, then you move into what, special events?
Then we roll into the special events, and the one everybody's talking about is we're bringing the monster trucks.
Monster trucks. We were just talking about that, and I said, now do they go around the track? No, they go wherever they want, I guess.
Yeah, they build their obstacle course right on our infield and right on the apron of the front stretch of the track, and make their ramps and jumps, but it's something Jesse and I have always wanted to do, and the opportunity finally presented itself. It's going to be awesome.
Now, you don't know whether, is anybody out there, that's a 9.2 or something like that.
I mean, I think it's more of a freestyle competition, and then, they go out and do their tricks, because there's 2 different versions of monster trucks where they do race around an obstacle course, and then there's like a freestyle competition.
But you don't know if there's judges that are actually judging them to see who gets the
best. I think they just pick a handful of kids and adults, and then those are the...
Oh, I see what they do.
Who likes it. But when I say we have some monster trucks coming, we got the world champion bounty hunters coming. The most popular truck right now is the Shark Bite truck. And he's coming for sure. The Scarlet Bandit's coming. Hot Tamale's coming. That's just some that are coming for sure. The best part about it is
they come from all over, don't they?
Oh, they're all over. The 2 of these guys are from Arizona. If you want to ride in a monster truck, they have 2 ride trucks. You can buy a VIP ticket and come, hop in the truck, and then you get a ride in a monster truck. It's
while
pretty cool.
They're doing their stuff?
They actually do crush cars with it.
Oh, wow.
Yep, they actually do crush cars in that ride truck. So it is pretty, like I said, Jesse and I have been wanting to do this for a while, and the opportunity finally presented itself. And right now we're going to run 2 shows. There'll be a matinee show, then there'll be a night show.
Okay.
If ticket sales and everything go good, then we're in talks to put together a Sunday show. That way, make sure everybody can attend and come
see
the
monster
trucks.
Now, these ticket sales, the tickets will be different prices, won't they?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. The kids tickets are $15, and student tickets 12 and up are $25. If you want to buy the VIP ticket, it's $45, and that's the one that gets you into the pit party, meet the drivers, get you signed up to take that monster truck ride, and then you get some other commemorative stuff that goes along with that. They also have a VIP package for a family of four, two adults, two kids, that gets you into the meet and greet. Okay. Get autographs from Bounty Hunter and these
guys.
Give me
the date on that again.
September 9th is that date, and all tickets can be found at 2Xtreme Racing. All those links are on our website, or on our Facebook page, everything. So it's very easy to go to our socials, get it, go right there and get tickets.
And again, that's now after that, you said you still have special events. You've got what? You got the Outlaws, World of Outlaws?
The World of Outlaw late models coming. They'll be here October 6th. And then September 23rd is a race Jesse and I started when we bought the racetrack called the 360 Fall Hall.
Okay.
It's a pretty cool thing. Our logo is a sprint car pulling a grain trailer, rolling right into harvest season with money flowing out the top. It's a pretty cool logo.
Why do they call it 360? What's the reason?
That's the cubic inch size of the motor.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's the cubic inch size of the motor. So that is the, besides the 360 Nationals at Knoxville, this is the second biggest 360 race in the state of Iowa. So we have some real heavy hitters coming. That one's televised. I mean, it's a great big race.
So you get, you've got a national reputation, don't you?
Absolutely. That's something Jesse and I, we wanted to put this place on the map, and we'll put our schedule. If you look at our whole yearly schedule with the running Tony Stewart's All-Star Series, Kyle Larson owns the High Limit Series, and, you know, Kyle and wanted to race here. So we're like, absolutely, let's put you on there. We will take our schedule and we'll put it up against anybody's in the country. And it's really opened some eyes. It's really brought a lot of people to Southeast Iowa. It's putting our place on the map. What we love is seeing the haulers parked around town and then hearing from local business owners, restaurants, say, hey, it's pretty cool that you're putting these people in our restaurants, you know, and that's what it's all about. Yeah. Bring people to Southeast Iowa.
And again, it's all right. This weekend, though, kids, it's Kids Day.
That's right. 34 for kids.
34 for kids. And again, gates open to win.
Pits open at 4 o'clock, main gates
pits,
open at 5.
I guess gates are pit, you know what I mean.
Pit gates open at 4, and the main gates open at 5 o'clock, so come on out.
Racing starts at what time?
Right around 7 o'clock.
All right, and again, free backpacks to
free backpack and scent sack full of school supplies to every single kid that walks in the
wow.
gate.
Wow. Anyway.
Last year we had over 500 kids.
Amazing. All right, that is what's going on. 34 Raceways. Brad Stevens, thank you so much for talking
I appreciate it. Anytime.